Start from the beginning. Slow down.
Okay. Do I state my name?
Yes, please.
My name is Leo Daisy, and I figured something out about Caroline Chauncey while I was on my vacation.
Your vacation where you visited a cult?
They were an independent commune. Not all communes are cults. They were being hospitable.
They were brainwashing you.
Do I look brainwashed to you?
No, but you look dirty and tired and banged up and scared. What did you learn about Caroline?
Can you let me talk without being judgmental?
Yes.
Okay. I recently went on a little vacation to wind down after my trial. I was really upset and I needed time. I needed a lot more of it than I got, too. I went on a little coastal trip to Virginia. On the way there, I found myself lacking funds, even when I'd been sure I had enough money for the trip, and I needed a cheap place to stay. While driving late one night, I stumbled across this sign advertising some cheap places to stay in a nearby farm community. I followed the directions on the sign, and when I saw the building, I felt way better. It was really early in the morning, but I saw a lot of young couples from all sorts of different backgrounds, a few kids, and a couple of older couples. The oldest person there was a tall, gray-haired woman standing in the middle, directing some older kids in a dance. Everyone smiled and waved as I pulled in. It was beautiful there. Lots of old architecture, farm buildings made out of old wood, handmade candles, and the greenest grass I've ever seen in a while. The sun was out, and I parked and got out of the car. The old woman walked towards me, leaving the kids behind. Some of the kids looked at me curiously, but no one said anything. They all smiled at me, though. The woman said her name was Eloise and asked me what my name was. I told her and asked if she had any open rooms. I needed a place to stay for the night, and I didn't mind the idea of staying the day on the farm. She smiled and told me they had plenty of rooms. She offered the option to dine with her people for the night if I wanted. I remember the air smelled like lavender, and it reminded me of Caroline. It was her favorite smell. Eloise gave me a tour of the farm, and I met all their animals and checked out the shop. They had some killer fruit juice. I walked with Eloise for a while, and she told me about the history of the place. It was nice to listen to her. It reminded me of talking with Caroline. After a moment of silence, she asked me why I looked so sad. I told her I had just lost two close friends, Booker and Caroline. Her face fell. She asked me how I knew the Chaunceys. Equally shocked, I asked her how she did. She said that after fleeing her church, Caroline came here with her baby son.
Her church?
Eloise said Caroline had never told her the name of it, just that it was killing people. Eloise said Caroline had said, "They're killing people, the three of them." She said Caroline would ramble on about this god and said something about antlers. Basically, it wasn't safe for her or her son there anymore. Eloise said Booker was maybe 6 months when they came for the first time. She said they stayed there about 3 years. Her and Caroline, they...
Eloise loved her.
Yeah. Eloise never got over her either. She said Caroline would still write from time to time, but when she left, Booker was three. She told Eloise it wasn't safe for the commune if she and Booker stayed any longer. Eloise. She was wondering why she hadn't gotten a letter in a while.
Leo.
Don't look at me like that. I had to tell the woman who loved her that she and her son were dead. She loved them both. She left me in my room, and when she came back, she looked like she'd been crying for hours.
I don't understand. Caroline, was she a part of the...
I think the church seems a decent name for it.
I think Henry Arthur's a part of it, too. And Mark Dubois. I think Venice, the watching woman, might be, too. Or might have been at some point.
Wait.
I know, it's confusing.
No, that's not it. Jamie, this church, the dig site, it belonged to an unidentified denomination, right?
You think?
Booker was born in 1989. The dig site was renamed the Melody Method Church in 1988. Jamie, think about it. Everything seems centered around Middleton. All the sacrifices your professor sent you?
Matthew Dubois. Matthew, he and Mark live here. Mr. Arthur, he was Mark's teacher.
You don't think the sheriff is part of this, do you? She said her and Booker grew up together.
We also know Miss Elspeth had problems with Caroline.
Jamie, Caroline told me to look out for Henry Arthur before she died.
She knew him? Why didn't you say something?
I was kind of caught up being framed for murder.
The dig site. is the epicenter.
That's why that woman, Venice, hides in the woods. She knows about the dig site.
We need to get out of Middleton.
We can't.
What? Why?
Jamie, Emil, and January. I won't leave them behind.
One of them is lying.
How do you know I'm not lying? Maybe I'm giving you all this information to lead you somewhere.
Stop it! Stop it! Leo, it can't be you. It's one of them.
You're wrong.
Leo.
No, Jamie. You're wrong. I don't believe it.
You told me Caroline confirmed one of us is a part of this. Why have you chosen to trust me?
I choose to trust all of you, damn it.
You're gonna get yourself killed.
No, I'm not. But where you're going, not trusting anyone, you're gonna get yourself killed.
Leo, don't go, please.
Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. Today's episode was written and sound designed by Morgan Champagne, and the theme music was composed by Sophia Weaver.
Jay Short as Jamie Locke.
Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy.